Wait a minute. I'm getting a flashback. Oh, geez. To another life I once led a long, long time ago. I wore cheap suits and chain-smoked Chesterfields. I had a big .45 auto under my left armpit. They call me Big Dick Brannigan. Private Eye. No case. It was too sleazy. No money. It was too dirty. Well, I was sitting in my office. Just counting roaches on the wall. When this leggy dame walks in, sits down, puts her legs up, and says, Mr. Brannigan, I'm engaged. Here's a picture of my fiancé. I want you to follow him around. See what he does, where he goes. I want to make sure he's not seeing another dame. I'm going to marry this man. I want to know everything there is to know. I said, all right, I get $200 a day plus expenses. She said, you're on. And so, I took a picture of the palooka, and I started following him. For days, I went where he went. I followed him to his restaurants. I followed him to his job. I followed him out to the health club where he worked out. I even nearly got a coronary jogging behind him down the street. I finally called in his bride-to-be and said, I'm ready to make my report. She said, well, are there other women there? I said, I'm sorry, dollface. She said, oh, my God. I said, it's not what you think. There are no other women, but a bunch of other men there. She said, like, oh, my God. I never would have suspected. I said, there. Keep in mind, a man is like an engine. You can look at the outside, but to see if it's really clean, you just got to check the dipstick.